أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف، فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به، وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة، ذلك هو الخسران المبين. يدعو من دون الله ما لا يضره وما لا ينفعه، ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. يدعو لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه، لبئس المولى ولبئس العشير. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار، إن الله يفعل ما يريد. من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ. وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد.
And there are some men who worship Allah Ta'ala on the edge. If any good comes to them, then they are pleased and content. And if a trial comes to them, they turn away on their faces. They lose both in this life and the next. This is an open loss. And they call and worship on gods besides Allah Ta'ala, who can neither harm them nor profit them in any way. And this is straying away far from the path. And they call on and worship such deities whose harm is nearer than their benefit. Then what an evil friend and what an evil companion. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala will admit those who believe and do righteous works to gardens beneath which rivers flow. And Allah Ta'ala does as He intends. Some people's worship is a worship of convenience. They become righteous, they come into Islam. When they find it convenient, they find things are working out, business is prospering, booming, health is right, children are progressing. So then they remain upon obedience, they remain upon deen. And the moment they see things are failing, falling apart, things are not working out, then they turn away. So this type of worship and this type of a relationship with Allah Ta'ala is not appreciated. So Allah Ta'ala says about such people that they have lost out both in this life and the next. Primarily it refers to the kuffar who had been trying out Islam, and when things were working out, they remained committed and loyal, and something doesn't come their way, doesn't come in the way they would like, then they turn away from Islam. So this type of a relationship is not appreciated. These people, Allah speaks about, that they don't realize what they are worshipping, senseless things that can neither benefit nor harm, no gain, no profit, yet they would dedicate themselves, devote themselves to such things. مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَنْ لَيَّنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ. And whoever thinks that Allah Ta'ala will not help him in this life and the next, then let him stretch a rope to the heaven and then cut it off and see that his planning will remove his rage. In this manner have we revealed clear verses, and Allah Ta'ala guides whom he pleases. Someone sees the success of Islam and the prosperity of Deen and the prosperity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's enraged about it and he wants to cut it off. Then let him try suspending a rope to the heavens and ascending to the heavens and cutting off and intercepting that help that is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See for himself that he can do so. Obviously, this device of his, this means of his, means nothing, and it is stupidity of him to think in this manner. This is the one explanation. The second explanation is, if someone is enraged at the progress of Islam and the help Rasulullah SAW receives, the guidance and direction he receives from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's bringing so much of prosperity, and he's enraged at this, then let him fix a rope to the ceiling and hang himself. In other words, he will die and Islam will not end. This is the light of Allah Ta'ala. Who can put it off? This is the second explanation. And this is the third explanation given by the Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that is also quite important. It says that a person saw that things are not working out for him. When he sees that things are not working out for him, so na'uzubillah, he leaves out Islam and goes to other deities, other ways and gods to try and assist him, get some type of an assistance. So he leaves Islam, he leaves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves the obedience of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, searching for help elsewhere. So this person is like that person who suspended and fixed a rope to his ceiling and then hangs himself. In other words, if you leave Allah Ta'ala, then there's going to be just complete and entire turmoil, turbulence, anguish, worry, and untold misery. So leaving Islam or moving out to a path other than Islam to look for a solution for your problems really is bringing about turmoil and misery for oneself. فَلْيَنْزُرْ هَلْ يُذِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيزُ. Look for yourself whether this planning of yours will remove your aging. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala says, thus do we send down clear verses, and Allah Ta'ala guides whomsoever He pleases. Ya Rabbi Astaghfirullah.